This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. After pandemic-era benefits like food stamps expired in March, food banks are struggling to cover the gap. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber reports on what experts are calling a hunger cliff.
Coupled with lingering inflation, nonprofits are struggling to meet demand. Food Bank of the Rockies CEO Aaron Pulling.
The level of need that we are seeing right now is really higher than we've ever seen before.
Tommy Curry saw his SNAP checks drop from $200 to around $23 per month. He experiences homelessness and said he is relying more on food banks. He says he often eats rice 15 times per week.
And protein, you can forget that, especially meat and stuff, because that's very, very expensive.
The state passed a bill giving food banks an extra $14 million to help, but nonprofits are still struggling to keep up. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
It's been 2 years since Colorado rolled out social equity applications for retail cannabis licenses. CPR's Jenna McMurtry reports on how the program has gone so far.
The city created the social equity licenses to make it easier for low-income business owners and those previously arrested for cannabis offense to get a retail license. It aimed to reduce accessibility barriers that have made it difficult for some to start a cannabis business. So, since 2021, Denver has only given out licenses to those who qualify for the social equity program. In its first year, there were 20 active social equity licenses out of 1,000 total licenses. I'm Jenna McMurtry, CPR News.
Democratic Senator Michael Bennett is trying again to beef up the interstate response to zebra mussels and other invasive water species. Bennett and Republican Steve Daines of Montana have reintroduced a bill to expand federal oversight of efforts to limit cross-contamination between waterways. This is CPR News and KRCC.